This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعًا مرحومًا وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير أما بعد Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam There are certain verses in the Quran When we read and recite and hear We should stop and think and ponder Ayat Words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should give us a stop. And some of these ayat are the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of what happens on the Day of Judgment. Our standing before Him Azza wa Jal. The thing that will happen to all of us. The certainty of our life. Is it will end. And the certainty of the end of our life, the death, is as believers we know we will be resurrected. We will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be a reckoning. There will be a questioning. And in that, there will be no one to intercede. There will be no lawyers that can come and speak on our behalf. We cannot call our friends. We cannot call our families. We cannot call anyone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ Stop them. Hold right there. They have to be questioned. Some of these verses made the messengers of Allah, the Sahaba, the companions, the highest scholars, have gray hair and tremble with fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ We will be questioning those who we send the prophets to and we will be asking the prophets themselves as well. They will be called to testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ So that questioning, that mas'uliyah, no one can escape. No one can have a free ticket. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي Except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and for the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But for all of us, we will have that standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be ready. We should understand what that is all about, what we will be asked about, and what are the things that we are responsible for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the few brief moments that we have in this khutbah, we will try to just touch on anwa'ul mas'uliyyati fil Islam, the types of responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on us in this religion, the things that we will be called upon to be questioned about before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the first things, and the first mas'uliyya, the first responsibilities, is the responsibility of leadership. Starting with those who stand on the minbars, starting with my own self, starting with those who lead others in every aspect of life, starting with the religion into any other type of leadership. Mas'uliyat al-qiyada, mas'uliyat al-qudwa. And especially when it comes to leading people in their religious life, there is no higher responsibility than those who represent the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deliver it to people. There is no higher responsibility than warathatul anbiya, the heirs of the prophets, of the messengers. They have the highest reward, but they also have the highest responsibility. In the hadith, as it is narrated in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, it is a hadith for everyone. It's a very heavy hadith. For everyone that takes on some of that responsibility. Yes, there's great reward in it, but that responsibility should not be forgotten. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, the person will be brought and that person will be thrown in hellfire. And his internal organs will be spread all over. It's a very horrible scene. And he will be turning and twisting around in torment, in fire. So people will be looking. And the people in Jahannam, the people in Nar, wal-iyadu billah, they will be surprised for the presence of that person amongst them. Because they didn't think he was an evil person. They said to him, they say to that person, Ya fulanu ma asabak. What happened to you? Why are you here? Alam takun ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhana 'anil munkar? Aren't you the one that you used to come to us and tell us to do the good things and to prohibit us from doing evil? How come you're right here? And your torment is in this way. And he said, كنت أمركم بالمعروف ولا أتي وكنت أمركم وكنت أنهاكم عن المنكر وأتي. Said, yes, I used to tell you the good deeds, to do the good deeds, but I didn't do it myself. And I used to tell you to avoid evil deeds, but I used to go do it myself. That's why the ulama said, لا تقية لقدوة When you're a role model, when you're an example, there is no taqiyya, there is no hiding. You have to be in the front. And you have, if you become a role model, if you become someone who people follow or look up to, that's a great responsibility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter how hard the circumstances become, that person should stay solid. أسأل الله العافية. The second responsibility that we will be asked about on the Day of Judgment is something that many of us don't pay much attention to. And that is a word that comes out of our mouth. In the hadith of Mu'adh radiallahu anh, it's a long hadith, it's a beautiful hadith, but at the end, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was telling him the key, the main thing, malaku dhalika kulli, the key to success, to Islam, to hold on to your religion. He said, amsik alayka hadha, take control of this, of your tongue. So Mu'adh, who was a teen at that point, at that time, he's a teenager, he said, ya Rasulullah, أَوْ مُؤَخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ, I mean, are we going to be taken into reckoning and be asked about just words, things that we just say, not actions and deeds? And we know in the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said a word to Mu'adh to get his attention. He said, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Is there anything else other? The harvests of the tongue that puts people down on their faces in the hellfire? Words matter. What we say matter. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَيَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ ثم وإن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها 70 خريفا في جهنم. That a person may say a word that pleases Allah, and Allah will raise his rank or her rank many degrees, many grades in Jannah. We ask Allah to be of them. And a person may say a word, they don't pay attention to it, they don't think much of it, and they fall 70 years down in the hellfire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word is counted. Every word we say is written. That's why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَكَلَّمَ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ فَلْيَصْمُتْ. There's nothing wrong with not saying anything. Those who want to speak, let them speak something good, say something that has good in it, or just don't say anything. You don't have to speak all the time. We need to watch and guard our tongues. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who guarantee what's in between their jaws and what's in between their legs, I guarantee Jannah for them. Those who can get a hold of these two things, their desires, their caprice, their shahawat, and their tongue, I guarantee Jannah for them. And then we will be asked about our faculties, our jawarih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. This is in the Quran, clear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearing, the vision, and the intellect, we will be asked about. كل كل أولئك, indeed the entirety of it, all of it, we will be asked about. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearing. How can we guard our hearing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they hear vain talk, they turn away from it. They pass by it. When you hear bad things, Allah says, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. Don't sit with them. If you hear people speaking evil talk, do not sit in the same place. Just leave. That's how we guard our hearing. And the vision, the eyes, al-basar, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guard our vision and to help our youth and to help our young men and also our young women to guard their chastity and to guard their gaze. Because that is the gate, that is the door that the shaitan uses to trap the son of Adam, the daughter, the children of Adam, into falling into sin. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to the believers to lower their gazes, to guard their eyesights. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And that will let them guard their chastity. That's where it starts. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Say to the women believers to lower their gazes, to guard their eyesights, to guard their vision. The خُلُق of حياء, الْحَيَاءُ خُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every religion has a character, has a خُلُق, has a manner. And حياء is the khuluq of Islam. And we live in times where haya is disappearing from societies. Day by day, we see that in our short lifetime. Every day, things that are out there could not be imagined just 10, 15 years ago. And now they're getting to become the norm in the society. And they are accepted in many Muslim societies. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We have to hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about guarding ourselves, guarding our vision, guarding our faculties. And then al-fu'ad, our intellect, our hearts. It is an amana. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in our hearts, the faculties that He gave us, our understandings, it is not for us to let that go in vain. Allah says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah says, if you want to attain success, work on yourself. Attain more knowledge. Use that fu'ad to enrich our heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise our ranks and to make us of those when they stand before Him. Our hisab will become hisab and yaseera. And we will go back to our families masroora. And we will not see thubura, or we will not see sa'ira. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Please come forward and make room in, for the brothers in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Then another responsibility that extends beyond ourselves, that we will be asked about before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And that is those who we care for, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in charge of, the people, the lives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُول عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of you are in a position of being a ra'i, meaning you're a leader, you are in custody of someone, you're a shepherd of your own little flock, whatever that is. And all of you, mas'ul, you will be asked, you will be questioned, you will stand in reckoning for those people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to elaborate and to explain to his ummah. He said, فَالْإِمَامُ رَاعٍ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The leader of any community, whether the president, the king, the imam, the khalifa, is in custody, is in charge, and he will be questioned and will be responsible for the people that he cares for. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The husband, the father, the man in the house is responsible and will be asked for his family. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. The wife, the mother, is a ra'iya. She is a leader in her own rights, in her own house. And she will be asked, she will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reckoning, and will be asked about those who are under her care. And does it stop there? No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wal khadim, al khadim, ra'in fi mali sayyidihi, wa mas'oolun an ra'iyyatihi. Those servants, the people who work for others. This is very important to understand. Even if we are working at a job, we are employed for someone, someone trusts us with a job, with a custody, with something that we do for them. Even we get paid to do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you become responsible. And you will be asked, في مال السيد. So no one will escape that hadith, brothers and sisters. If we just understand that one hadith, wallahi, the society will be a perfect, idealistic society where everyone takes responsibility and do their best in their job, in their lives, for their children, for their wives, for their husbands. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shield yourselves and your families from the hellfire that is fueled by people and melted rocks and stone. وَحِجَارَةً. Be careful. Don't throw your families into this. And then the final and the most important ni'mah that we will be asked about, the most important gift that we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hands is ni'mat al-Iman wal-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose every one of us to be Muslims, to be on Deen al-Tawheed, to be on Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a responsibility. That is a great privilege, but it's a great responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Don't think that your iman is just out of yourself. It is Allah that made it beloved in your heart. Brothers and sisters, don't think that it's just because of our work we are here today in Salat al-Jum'ah. It is because of favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave us this ni'mah of being here to mention His name. And so, He gave us the ni'mah of Islam and guided us to the Qur'an and then guided us to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we want to understand how valuable or how precious this ni'mah is, look around you and you see how many people don't even understand what Islam is about. And then look into the Muslim world and see how many people are lost from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how many people deviated. And then we have to understand that this ni'mah has to be guarded. This ni'mah has to be valued. Because we will be asked about it. What did you do with it? How did you invest in that ni'mah? And we will be reporting that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيُّتْرَكَ السُّدَى. Would a man think, a person think, that we'll be just left? أَفَحَسَبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that you would just be created in vain and you will not be returned to us? Indeed, we will all be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. There will be no interpreters. There will be no translators. There will be no lawyers. There will be no one in our behalf. We will stand before Him like the day we were created. And we will answer for all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And all the privileges. And we will be asked about all the people that we have encountered and we were in charge of in our lives. So, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take yourself into reckoning before Allah takes you into that reckoning. Review your own acts, review your own deeds. Because in this life, we can go back, and we can correct, and we can improve. But once we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no going back. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our standing before Him is the happiest day of our entire existence. And when we go back from that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our books in our right hand. And what we say to our families, ha umqra'u kitabiyah. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ishatan radiya fi jannatin aliyah, qutufuha daniyah. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، المسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه، فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما، تنبيها لنا وتعليما، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.